Now let's talk about documents. I mentioned earlier the JART application, which is located on your desktop. This is essentially a simplified version of Microsoft Word that also uses a menu structure as opposed to a ribbon. So we're going to show you how to use menus and ribbons on the inside one. But first, what we want to do is show you how to navigate within a document. So to do that, let's go to JART on the desktop or from wherever Chris wants to take us there from and go into it, and we can show you what this is all about.
So I think I'm on the desktop. I'm actually going to press J.
J, JART 3 of 16.
And I'm going to double tap the right slider to press enter or press
JART.
Enter.
Using dot 8.
Edit multi-line blank.
So it has opened the Word document or a new Word document for us.
Right. And I have a flashing cursor, and that's all that I see on the Braille display. So let's talk a second about grade of Braille entry. I have my NVDA currently set to contracted US grade 2 Braille. So if I type on my keyboard in grade 2 Braille, there is an interesting side effect that happens with NVDA. And what it does is it will speak the characters as you type them. But then when you hit the space bar, if it's a contracted word, it will spell it. Let me demonstrate that. And I'm going to type hello.
H-E-L-L-O.
And I'm going to hit the space bar.
E-L-L-O space.
And it reads everything but the first letter and spells it.
I'm going to do my.
M-Y-Y space.
So it even does it when it's not a contraction. So it's M and then Y. And then if you notice, it said Y space again. Now, if I do dot 5 and then N.
Dot 1345 M E space.
So it's not even speaking the entire word. And this is a side effect from NVDA. And if you were to connect a Braille display to a computer using NVDA and had your input grade set to grade 2 Braille, you would have this same side effect.
There are a couple ways you can deal with this. If you feel confident enough typing on the inside one, or if you want to attach a separate USB keyboard, we do include one, as mentioned in the Quick Start documentation, you can do that. And then you can turn off speak characters within the keyboard settings of NVDA. That will solve the problem. It will solve the problem in that it won't speak anything as you type. So as it stands right now, if you turn speak characters off, speak words is already off, and nothing will be spoken when you type, either when you're typing the word or when you hit space after typing the word. So that's one way you can fix it. The way we choose to fix it for the sake of the tutorial and to give you an idea of what we are typing is to change the input grade of Braille and NVDA to computer Braille.
The other thing you want to keep in mind is don't think that you can select characters and words and it will help with the problem. It will not.
It makes it worse.
It makes it worse. So I'm going to go into NVDA settings. And to do that, I could do insert N, which is I with 9 and 0, and then N. Or I can do N with 9, and that will take me directly into NVDA settings with a single keystroke.
NVDA menu.
Now we're going to flick down or press the down arrow key.
Preferences submenu P.
There's preferences. We're going to press enter.
Settings S.
We're going to press enter again on settings.
NVDA settings. General. Normal configuration. Dialog. Categories. List. General 1 of 14.
Now we're going to down arrow to Braille, or we could press the letter B, but Braille is so close that I'm just going to down arrow to it.
Speech 2 of 14. Braille 3 of 14.
Now we're going to tab until we get to input grade.
Braille property page. Braille display grouping. Braille display edit read only multi-line alt plus D and change. Button alt plus H. Output table. Combo box English. U.S. Grade 2 collapsed alt plus O.
So that is the output grade. That's what's going to show up on your Braille display. I'm going to leave mine to grade 2.
Input table, combo box English, U.S, grade 2 collapsed alt plus I.
And now I'm going to flick up or press the up arrow key. And by flicking up, again, it's on the right slider.
English, U.S, grade 1.
Do it again.
English, U.S, 8. Computer Braille.
And I'm going to press enter to acknowledge this dialog box. I could tab all the way to okay if I wanted to, but I don't think we want to hear all that. So I'm just going to double tap the right slider or press enter.
Chart plus, screen reader mode. Edit multi-line, hello my name.
Now we're back in the document. Now the one thing you want to do, if you want to make sure that this stays the way you put it, is to save your configuration settings in NVDA. Because otherwise, when you restart your Inside One, this setting will go away.
It may go away. There is a setting within NVDA to automatically save your settings. But if it crashed or something like that, then you would lose that setting. So we're going to save our configuration by pressing NVDA and then S. So NVDA is 0 with N. And that will prompt you for an NVDA command. It'll say NVDA pressed. So we're going to do NVDA, which is 0N.
Dot pressed.
It says dot pressed. So I'm going to press N with 9 to bring up the NVDA menu.
NVDA menu.
And then press the letter S.
Chart plus, screen reader mode. Edit multi-line, hello my name.
And it doesn't tell you the configuration was saved, but it absolutely should have been.
And we're back in chart, and it says, hello, my name. There's a space, and then there is a flashing cursor.
So your flashing cursor tells you that it's ready for you to write right there.
Right. So I can type in my name, which is, and because I'm in computer braille, it's .7 with C to capitalize. We want to make sure that things are capitalized properly.
C-H-R-I-S. Dot.
And I'm going to press enter to go to the next line. And I am on the next line. There is a flashing cursor.
And remind us how you do a period, because I heard it say dot in computer braille.
That would be dots 4-6. And then we're going to type in another sentence. We're going to do capital H.
H-E-R space N-A-M-E space I-S. Space.
And we got to capitalize her name because she's important.
K I M.
And then we'll even do an exclamation mark at the end.
Bang.
And we're going to press enter. We can double tap the right slider and press enter.
Bang.
I don't know why it did that. It looks like it moved the exclamation point.
It said exclamation mark when you did that.
It did. So let's back that out. We're going to press backspace with about
carriage
7.
M.
It's a carriage return M.
It did. So we've got on the Braille display, Kim, and the cursor, for whatever reason, is not after the exclamation mark.
Carriage return.
So if this weirdness happens with your cursor, you want to double tap the cursor routing button, which is invisible, but which is in that bottom slider or near that bottom slider above where you actually want your cursor to be. And that should fix the problem.
So what I have in Braille here is .6. Her, H-E-R, the E-R symbol, the name symbol, .5 with N, and then is, and then a capital K-I-M. Actually, I don't. I've got K-I exclamation mark. So I deleted the M. When it did say M, that was right. So we're going to move that cursor to the left.
Bang.
So that we're on the bang. And I'm going to put M.
M.
Now it says her name is Kim and the cursor is still on the exclamation mark. So I'm going to flick to the right.
Carriage return.
Cursor, and it said carriage return and the cursor is
carriage
after
return.
The exclamation mark. And I did it again and you heard that dong sound, which means I can't move any further. So I could start typing something else should I wish to.
Editing in any document can be tricky. And we're going to talk to you about that a little bit more in a second. But first, let's talk about how you would navigate this little masterpiece that Chris has now written. Oh, one thing before we do that, though. You may have noticed that when he was telling what was on the Braille display, he said it said the H and then the ER symbol. Remember that his output grade is still set to grade 2. He didn't change that. So you can have your input grades and output grades set however you want. It's totally up to you. So if you want to set them separately, you can.
So I'm at the extreme bottom of the document. If I want to go to the top of the document on a regular computer, not an Inside One, how would I do that?
You would press Control Home. That would take you to the top.
Exactly. So there are commands on the Inside One to press Control Home. And one way to press control home is to press dots 12390. That will press control home. If you want to press control end to go to the extreme bottom of your document, you would press 90456, and that will take you to the end of your document. So you can do that, or you can press the letter C with zero and then the home command, which if you have a dedicated keystroke for it, why would you? But you can. You can also do the same with control end. You could do C with zero and then you could hit the end command. Again, why would you want to? The other way to do it is to use a gesture on the bottom slider, and that is to swipe across or up across the bottom slider with three fingers. That will move you to the top of your document.
Hello, my name, Chris.
Ooh, you missed a word in there somewhere.
Chris. Apparently, I don't know how to type. So that took us to the extreme top of the document. I see the cursor here on the H of hello. If I wanted to go to the bottom of the document, I would do the exact opposite. I would swipe down towards me with three fingers across the bottom slider, and that will take me to the extreme bottom of the document. That works on a web page as well. You can do that. If I want to move across the document by characters, I can swipe across the right slider, swipe to the right, you go to the right, swipe to the left, you go to the left. I can also press 390 to go to the left, or 690 to go to the right.
And this is character by character across. So if you hear, hello, my name Chris, and you're thinking, is there an is missing? You can find out.
Well, there is because you can read the Braille displays.
That's true.
My name, Chris. So Chris doesn't know how to write. What you can do too is you can, if you want to go word by word, you could press 905, which will do control right arrow, which will take you to the right word by word. If you want to go to the left, you would do 290, and that will take you to the left word by word. If I did 290 right now, it would do nothing. It would probably ding at me because I'm at the extreme top of my document. I can't go back any further. If I want to go up and down line by line, I can swipe up or down across the right slider, and that will arrow down the document. I can also press dot 190 for the up arrow key, or I can press 490 for the down arrow key. And again, it's all in how you want to execute those commands.
So that's a little about navigation. But what if we want to edit this document to put in is for hello, my name Chris? This could be a little trickier.
So what we would do is we can read the Braille display. It says, hello, my name Chris. Now, I'm on the CH symbol of Chris. My finger is. So if I move the finger up to the bottom slider and double tap that bottom slider, it should have moved my cursor to the left of CH. So it's literally on the space between name and the capital sign. And it's going to be a little weird because you're dealing with contracted Braille here. If I had my output grade set to computer Braille, I would see a one-to-one representation of what was in the document with no contractions whatsoever. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to press space to put a space in, and then I'm going to type the word is, and hopefully we're going to be right. So let's hit space.
Base.
And then I.
I. S.
So now we've got my name is Chris. Now, I'm not 100% sure that there isn't multiple spaces. It looks like there is between the S and the capital sign for the CH. So what I'm going to do to verify is I'm going to swipe to the right across the right slider to go.
C.
There's C. Now I'm going to swipe to the left.
Space.
There's space.
S.
And nope. There's S.
Only one space.
Only one space. But for whatever weird reason, to my finger, it looks like there's two spaces, but there is not.
But that's good because you can verify.
You can verify, absolutely. So I just fixed that.
So a trick to remember here is if you want to insert something, your cursor needs to be...
to the left. The inserted text gets inserted to the left of the cursor. So because my cursor was sitting on the space between name and Chris, I knew to hit a space and then type in is. Because if I didn't hit that initial space, it would be my name is... I don't know how best to convey that via audio, but there would be no space between name and is if I didn't put that initial space there. So sometimes editing, especially when you can see what you're doing with the Braille display, it'll come a little bit easier when you make your mistakes and then you fix your mistakes and then you make even more mistakes and fix those mistakes.
I would much, much rather edit with a Braille display in front of me because even teaching it to you guys, I really feel very uncertain in trying to speak about it versus if I actually have something in front of me to read, I'm much better equipped to know what I'm doing. And you may end up feeling the same way.